The Ultimate in Reality Radio with information that could save your life. And that song is Say No to the Vaccine by NZ Trillion. If you haven't yet heard the whole song, you need to check that song out on YouTube. It's also on the theletterdayradioshow.com under Dr. Crowley Archives. Very important song, basically telling you, say no to the vaccine. And, of course, one of my major missions is to tell you why you should be saying no to the vaccine. And I'm going to continue to present evidence about that on today's show. On this show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths controlling our world, who have created the living hell we find ourselves in, where doctors create disease and destroy life and administer biological weapons, nicknamed vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure and causing all diseases under the internal medicine umbrella, where police and the judicial systems protect the criminals and persecute the innocent, where governments have become terrorists against the people they purport to serve and commit treason every day by allowing the destruction of our air, water, food, and planet, who suppress the natural solutions to all these problems already available, who are stealing and torturing our children under the guise of child protection. And, of course, we have to be able to see the big picture in order to ever change it, and that's my goal, is to help you do that. Although I always tell people, don't believe anything I say. Check it out for yourself, because we have been lied to about everything. And, of course, I do say that I do not say anything I don't have proof of, but I don't even want you to believe that. I still want you to check it out for yourself. But I'm just telling you, the reason that they can't really come after me in terms of libel and slander or anything like that is because I have proof of everything I say. And so that's the protection. The truth is a protection. They can call it hate speech. They can call it whatever they want. The truth is still the truth, and it's amazing how that works out. Okay, if you haven't yet done so, I strongly suggest you go to either of my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com or drcrowley.com, print out the diagrams, and listen to the lecture that I gave explaining the diagrams, which you can access below the diagrams. It's very important to have the diagrams printed out so that you can make notes thereon. As I said, the first diagram is the cause of all diseases on one piece of paper. And I encourage you to start bringing some of these documents, as well as documents I'm going to talk about today, to your white coat. Let them vaporize, just self-combust, whatever happens when they see these things, which they can't respond to. Because, of course, there's no question in my mind that they know, almost all of them, that they are actually committing genocide and doing harm to people after they took their Hippocratic Oath and the whole thing. And so when they know they're guilty, you know, they have a fear of being exposed. And we have to expose them and show that they know exactly what they're doing. Because no response to things that I'm going to mention on the show today, as well as to my diagrams. Tell me where this is wrong, doctor. Is it true that this first diagram explains all the details? If not, why not? You know, let them come on the show, folks. Okay, there's music right back after us. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America. Our answer today is inaction at the time offense against Big Pharma is required. And I'll get to that explanation of that title in a moment. But I just want to finish with talking about the diagrams on my website. It's so important, folks, that you access those, that you listen to me explain them, and that you ask hard questions of the white coats. They are causing so much damage. I mean, just a simple trip into the emergency room. If you don't know what to say no to, you could end up in severe trouble. So, you know, you have to learn just simple things, folks. Basically, stay away from the white coats. That'll pretty much take care of it. and, you know, of course, what not to do in order to maintain your health. But if you need trouble, I do help people. I give consults, teaching people what I would do if I was they. Of course, I do not give medical advice nor practice medicine because the medical mafia went after me because of my alleged delusion of conspiracy and wanted me to be psychiatrically treated. So I said, no, thank you, and now I'm a teacher. And I do teach people how to reverse their diseases with natural therapies, humans and pets. I have clients all over the world. If you're willing to do what you have to do, I've never had anyone that did not get improvement, except for people with metastatic cancer all over their body, which is why I don't deal with those people anymore. Because, you know, if you've got cancer, and especially you've got radiation and chemo and all the things that actually, you know, cause cancer on top of it, chances are it's probably not going to, you know, there's not enough time left, basically, is what I'm saying. And, of course, I've had a $10,000 reward posted on drcarley.com since 2006 for anyone to come on my show and prove me wrong. And, of course, there are no takers. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites, or you can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. To learn how I do consults, click on the Services tab on my ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com site. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarley@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. And, of course, if you get a strange message that the number's been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. Strange things always happen. It's no surprise, but this is just one of the things you have to deal with when you tell the truth to the degree that I do. My Skype username is drcarley1, but I try to use that primarily for international clients and radio shows. So if you can access me on the toll-free, please do that instead. And as I said, of course, I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you, to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carley Archives. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 800-313-9443. Very important that callers mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference. And on today's show, I'm solo because the guest I had hoped to have on, we had to reschedule. Things didn't work out, but it's going to be an excellent guest. And so I'm really hoping we can get things worked out ASAP. But since I'm going to be going solo today, I love to talk to the listeners, so please call in with questions or comments as I talk about what I'm going to be talking about, which is why it's time for an offensive maneuver to be used against Big Pharma, especially in regards to their bioweapon vaccines. Of course, we ask that you please support the Republic Broadcasting Network if you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here, and let the people in charge know which shows that you are really enjoying and supporting. And, of course, if I was you, I would be getting myself a colloidal silver generator. I talk about this all the time. Colloidal silver is one of the most important ways that we can protect ourselves from organisms being created at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs just in the United States alone, biowarfare organisms which are not only being put in vaccines but are also being sprayed on us in chemtrails. One very important example being the oral weaponized rabies virus that I've discussed the copy of the actual research grant that I have obtained for that discussing situation, etc., etc. Okay, so it's time for us to go on the offensive against these psychopaths killing us, and we're paying for it. But as I always say, a little silver at least is something that you can do in order to help protect yourself from these things. Now, once they're injected into you, I don't know of any other way than homeopathy to help get rid of them. But when you're sprayed with them, when you're coughed or sneezed on by the vaccinees, colloidal silver is the way to go. And if you have your own generator, of course, you could make it for the rest of your life for pennies a day. So if you go on the link section of reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, you'll find the generator that I use myself for myself and all my critters. Okay, we have a call. Tony from Connecticut. Are you there, Tony?
Yes, hi, Dr. Cawley. I've been waiting all week to ask you this question. I know you talk a lot about vaccines and the flu shot and all that. But what about the tetanus shot, Dr. Cawley? What is your views on that?
Just as poison as the flu shot.
Okay.
Some vaccines have a history of causing more reactions than others. But you see, you have to take the individual into account as well, because you never know how you're going to respond to any vaccine. The bottom line is, they're all bioweapons. They're all assaults on the immune system, period.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Okay. I had a friend, the last question, I had a friend whose son was in trouble with the police, and condition of his release and not going to prison was that he had to give up DNA, biological samples, and blood samples. Do you know why the authorities would want all of these things from this individual? What are they up to?
For the same reason they're getting it from all newborns and anybody that's charged with any crime, and even now I've heard reports of children sitting in, school, and somebody comes up and decides they're going to take cheek swabs from all of the children. So whatever the reason is, but you know it's not good. You know,
no.
I don't have access. See, I don't report anything or comment on anything unless I approve, and I don't know. I'm being honest in saying I don't know what they're doing, but I do know it's very nefarious. Mm-hmm. That we can be sure of.
It sounds diabolical, Dr. Cawley.
Yes.
Okay, well, very good. Thank you so much for all you do. We love
okay.
you.
Thank you, Tony, and please spread the word, yes. And I love it when people like Tony call, because, there is no such thing as a silly question. And what I'm trying to get the listeners to do is something that I learned to do, and once you learn how to do it, it works for everything. Is to overstand, to actually don't even involve yourself in sidebar discussions like which vaccine's worse, the tetanus or the flu, whatever. Don't even go there. Stand above that and say, wait a minute, all vaccines are bioweapons, and here's my proof, and show me any evidence you have that that's not true. Because by the time I get done today, I will have, given you a list of things which, if everybody that's trying to stop the vaccine genocide would start spreading around, I'm telling you, this is it. This is the most dangerous weapon against the vaccinators. And it's just a pile of documents. So I'm going to get going on that in a minute. But I love to talk to the listeners. We have another caller, Jerry from Chicago. Are you there, Jerry?
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Cawley. I've talked to you a couple times before. I love your show. In fact, I like a lot of the RBN shows. But I wanted to put something toward you, and if you give me a second. They're spraying us with the chemtrails. They're offering us the vaccines through epidemics of the flu. You might get it and everything else like that. They're poisoning the food with the GMO. They got the sodium fluoride in the water. Could it be that this is like a four-part mixture, like an epoxy glue, where, all they've got to do is come up with one other thing, and then all of these things will mesh, no matter what your DNA or your gender or your race or anything else like that and take us down, and I don't know what way it would take us down, maybe make us stupider than we are today, because trust me, a lot of people just can't see the freight train coming down the track at them, you know?
Jerry, we're running out of time, and I'll ask you to hold on, and we'll continue our discussion on the other side of the break. The answer to your statement is they are killing us. They are killing us. There are many ways that they're killing us, and that's why my show, What's Ailing America, which I've been doing for almost 16 years between public access TV and Internet radio, I will never run out of answers to that question. Okay, they're killing us. What are we going to do about it? That is the question. Okay, we'll be right back. Stay tuned, folks. And we're back with What's Ailing America. We have Jerry from Chicago on the line. And, Jerry, what do you think about what I said? I mean, because my point is to try to get people to realize the big picture. They're killing us in so many ways. And once you realize that, you realize that just getting involved with one branch or leaf from the tree of evil, it's not going to make a difference. Not a hill of beans, because they have so many other things they're doing. So we have to focus on the perpetrators, the psychopaths who are causing all these problems. But one of the big problems we have is that a lot of people, you know, until they get their health back, until their brains are working and they can even think or logically evaluate a situation, they can't even fathom, you know, the level of evil we're dealing with. So this is why I feel that, you know, health is the most important thing, to try to, you know, get your ability to think back as much as possible, and then, you know, just, you know, dig your heels in and say, I am going to face the truth. Wherever the truth leads me, I am going to face the truth. Because we have been lied to about everything. And the answer is so simple. The people that are doing it are right in plain sight. And we just have to shine a light on them and stop them from what they're doing, because they're killing us. You know, they can make all the laws they want, that they're going to take away guns and they're going to, you know, go after raw milk farmers or whatever crap they want to do. Okay? But they're committing treason. And so let's get back to that fact. And, you know, this is the way we have to start thinking. Because to follow their quote-unquote laws, which they can change in a heartbeat, and, you know, look at the tax code, that in itself, anyone can be found to have, you know, not done one thing within that monstrosity. So what do you think?
Oh, I hear you. And you know what really helped me, I think, about 2 years ago, I started filtering my tap water. And trying to take the fluoride out, I realize you can't take it all out. But I mean, you can't drink milk anymore from the grocery store. You can't eat the processed cheese. They're saying don't eat the peanut butter. Don't eat any of the cereals because of the GMO corn. You can't eat soy. You can't the gluten. I mean, it's pretty well got you down to where, geez, I wish we didn't have to eat at all. We'd be a lot healthier, or drink water or anything else like that.
Well, as I always say, you do the best you can, and try to get organic the best you can. One of my clients in Australia told me recently that they pretty much made it almost impossible to even find organics in Australia. So the boots coming down, you know, since we know their goal is to depopulate the planet by 90%, you know, obviously food is going to be one of their favorite ways to play. And that's what they're doing.
Oh, I hear you. And you know what? The sad thing is that, you know, you and I know it, a couple of the callers that call into your show, and a few people that listen to RBN know it. What amazes me is that if I know 100 people, I'll bet you 3 are awake, including myself. So that's 3%. And that is considering, that's a pretty high number. The rest of the guys you tell this stuff to, or the rest of the people, oh, no, that's, you're crazy, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist, anything else like that. And I hand them information saying, here, go here, read this, go here, read that, go here, watch this, go here, listen that. No. No, no, I'm not even going to bother. I mean, you're offering them a different aspect and what we're learning. Or, I'm sorry, what mainstream media is shoveling out. There's another alternative to it, and they won't follow through with any of it. You know why? Because the ball game's on, or Dancing with the Stars, or...
No, all this is being done on purpose. The slave work units are being distracted, and we're being lied to about everything, and they're being hypnotized, etc., etc. Okay? But I can tell you people are waking up, because I hear from those people. It's not happening fast enough for me, but it is happening.
Oh, it's not happening fast enough for me either. I mean, my 89-year-old mother, I tell her all of this stuff. I even point to the plane striping the skies. I said, Mom, that is not a contrail. Contrail dissipates within 40 seconds after the plane goes by. That stripe will be there at 5:30 tonight when the sun is going down. But it'll be a much wider cloud. You know, and then she knows about the food and everything. But every year she stands in line for a free flu shot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very shocked at Thanksgiving to find out how many of my brothers and sisters went in and took a flu shot. And I'm just shaking my head, and I'm going, are you guys crazy? Are you out of your mind? You know, you're going to trust this government? You're going to trust this healthcare system? And you see all the problems? You hear about all the problems, everything else like that? Cancer is an epidemic in this country. I think it's up 10,000% in, what, 8 years?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can understand why John Statfeller had a breakdown 2 weeks ago on a Wednesday show. He lost it. And he lost it because people just don't get it. I mean, it's happening right in front of them. Like I said, the train is rolling down the track, and because the gates didn't come down, you assume the train is not going to hit you.
Right. Okay, well, I didn't hear that show, but I certainly feel the same frustration. Because the train's coming down the track with the vaccine damage, and people are still lining up. It's just unbelievable. Okay, there's the music. Thank you for your call. Jerry, we'll be back after these messages. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where today our answer is inaction at the time offense against Big Pharma is required. And I'll get more into that title in a few moments. But first, I want to say before we got our callers, and thank you, callers, and please get, you know, on the phone to more callers. I love to speak to the callers because oftentimes you bring another aspect to the conversation or ask a question that, you know, needs to be answered in order for people to understand. So I really appreciate the callers. But when I was giving my introduction, I was talking about colloidal silver. Now, there's been a very bizarre occurrence that's happened, especially amongst the people who talk against the psychopaths controlling our world, which are, you know, the Jews who are not Jews. And one of these individuals has all of a sudden come out warning people about colloidal silver, claiming that his abdominal aortic aneurysm is due to colloidal silver. Now, very strangely, I had mentioned colloidal silver to this person a day before he went into the hospital and weird things started to happen, and I tried to help him and learn to live to regret it. But at any rate, the point is that I had just mentioned silver to this man the day before he went into the hospital, at which point he had told me that he had an abdominal aortic aneurysm. So I don't know how this legend got started, but I'm here to tell you that it takes at least 10 years to develop an abdominal aortic aneurysm to the point where it's going to be very obvious, and usually they're found just coincidentally on abdominal CAT scans or MRIs. But this person claims that the colloidal silver he had allegedly taken in the past is responsible for his aneurysm, which is insane. And so I just wanted to mention that to people. And don't believe anything I say about silver. I mean, I've taken it myself for over 15 years, as have all my pets, as have all my clients, as has everybody they know. thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Never a single complaint, only amazing results. Okay, so I just felt it was very important to make that statement, and very troubling that people are lying to people, because we need to know what we can do, because those who are having, let's just say, you know, our demise as one of their priorities. We certainly don't want to go to Big Pharma. We certainly don't want to listen to Jennifer Lake, who basically spews out what the FDA says. I mean, that should be a huge red flag in itself. So just be careful, people. You know, check things out. In regards to colloidal silver, one of the very important things I would check out if I was you is the book, The Body Electric, Electromagnetism and the Foundation of Life by Robert O. Becker, M.D., who amazingly was at Upstate Medical Center in Syracuse the same time I was there learning how to be an X-ray technician, but I never heard his name. I'm suspecting it's probably because he was working with colloidal silver. But on page 167 of his book, The Silver, The Body Electric, in the chapter, The Silver Wand, he says, and I quote, silver at the positive pole killed or deactivated every type of bacteria with outside effects, even with low currents. And they're certain that it was the silver ions that did the job rather than the current. They explain why. And between this book and his other book entitled Cross Currents, he also did experiments and showed that using current as well as silver was responsible for dramatically increasing the speed at which broken bones, i.e. fractures, would heal. So there's so much proof. Not just, you know, my own personal experiences, my clients, and reading about silver and, you know, studying the work of Dr. Becker. It's been quite amazing. So check these things out, people, because there's very few things out there that you can really trust. Big Pharma is buying up lots of supplement companies. You have to be careful what you use, and I suggest, you know, learning how to muscle test. I don't have time to get into that today, but that's one way that you can find out for yourself if something is good for your particular energy field. So anyways, getting back to this colloidal silver fiasco, folks, like I said, check it out for yourself. If you think that my intention is to tell you the truth, which if you don't yet know that, then I guess you got to listen a little while longer. I have sacrificed everything to do what I do. And my goal is to tell people what I would do if I was them. You know, because I've tried all these things, and silver is fantastic. It doesn't reverse vaccine viruses that have been injected into you. You need homeopathy for that. But as far as being sprayed with chemtrail viruses or coughed on by your flu vaccinees or whatever the case may be, in my opinion, it's the best way you can protect yourself, and it's very, very cheap. So just a little side note as to what's going on out there in the zoo. I also wanted to mention that Deanna Spingola had me on her special yesterday, Saturday, that would be February 9th, and we talked about a number of things, and including vaccines, and so, you know, that was a good show. She's an excellent interviewer, and you might want to check that out on her website. Okay. My guest today, as I mentioned, I couldn't arrange for her to be on. We didn't have enough time to work it out, but it's going to be a really great interview. I'm not going to say anything more about it at this point. However, one of my listeners found me a contact to this person, which is going to tie a lot of things together. And that's a big picture thing, and I love the big picture thing. So I'll continue to work on scheduling that interview. And I also just want to put a special thank you out there to one of my loyal listeners, E.T. He sent me a little package full of a bunch of things. And I just want to thank him for that. Very much appreciated. I'm glad to know that people are out there and, you know, encouraging me, knowing that, you know, it's a lot of work to do this. And I'm doing it. It's my gift to humanity. Okay. So, once again, anybody that wants to call in during the show, please feel free. But I wanted to focus this show on the different evidence that I have accumulated, which, when put together, proves the intentionality of the vaccine damage, i.e. that vaccines are knowingly and intentionally bioweapons, proves that they cover up, you know, once these things have occurred in various places on the globe, they do not follow the WHO guidelines and things of that nature. Because, you see, one of my big frustrations, as I've been doing what I do for a very long time, is trying to get different groups to realize that it's time to go on the offensive. I can't tell you how many people and groups there are in the U.S., Canada, Australia, the U.K., everywhere, trying to defend themselves when Big Pharma calls homeopathy quackery. They try to defend themselves. Well, you see, the problem that we have is that the psychopaths making the rules are able to just ignore any evidence that we have of what homeopathy is able to do. You know, hundreds of years worth of research and documentaries. Since the people that control Big Pharma will do anything to prevent this truth from coming out, that's when we realize that, you know, it's like going to the fox and saying, "Mr. Fox, you know, we chickens, you know, we know our homeopathy is great and we know it works. And, you know, we really need for you to stop coming after us. Just let us do our thing and you do your thing." And, of course, the problem is that since we especially have the Internet and more people are finding out about natural solutions, nobody's going to want their Big Pharma garbage. They're going to go out of business, you see. And that's without, you know, them even endorsing it, because, of course, people are realizing, you know, if the FDA says something's good or something's not bad, you know, like the arsenic and apple juice or whatever the case may be, you know, if they're going to say everything's okay, the one thing you can be sure of is that you're being lied to about everything, and that the thing that they're telling you is okay is actually the very opposite of okay. Now, as more and more people realize this, of course, you know, they're going to be more and more threatened, hence the reason for Obamacare. They want to force people to get insurance, because then you're going to have to get vaccines and mammograms to keep your insurance. Watch and see where this is going to go, people. It's time for us to go on the offensive, and that's the whole purpose of my show today. Because as I try to convince these entities, especially in the UK and Australia, they're too busy defending themselves. And I'm like, no, it's time to go on the offensive. Stop trying to prove that homeopathy works. Prove that what they're doing is killing people, okay? Because if what they're doing is killing people, which we know it is, of course, who are they to say anything about an herb or homeopathy? Okay, one of my favorite callers, Lark in Texas. Are you there, Lark?
I am indeed. How are you, Dr. Carly?
Oh, I'm getting actually very excited about this idea of bringing all of these documents and entities together to stand up against Big Pharma, because, you know, it's getting a little obvious.
Well, that's wonderful. I guess you know I support your work 100%. I wonder, though, if today I might be able to follow up on my comment last week, and if there might be a few minutes to be able to expound upon that and invite your comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you recall, last week I mentioned two words. It was in passing because you had other callers, and you were against the bumper music and this and that. But the word that I mentioned was syndic, S-Y-N-D-I-C. And the other word was, of course, syndicalist or syndicalism. Now, I know this sounds rather abstruse, hearing a word like this for the first time, but we only need to be familiar with the word the syndicate, which is, in fact, really what was funding what was known in our history as Murder Incorporated. Now, there's a famous painting by Rembrandt called The Syndics of the Draper's Guild, which is on the top of a Dutch master's cigar box to this day. Many of us are familiar with this old world image by a famous artist. But I want to make note that I began speaking about this about 3 years ago, this thing called syndicalism. At the time, the online encyclopedia editions, notably Wikipedia, identified a syndicalist or syndicalism as a group of men and women who are involved in trade unions and or professional trade associations. Now, we know doctors, but to this day, that was expunged. They took off, somebody edited out trade associations.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Isn't that also another meaning for basically a guild? That word guild, doesn't that hold true as a trade association?
Yes, it does. And that's what I'm trying to bring to the listener's attention. When we think in our history and what is presented to us as a syndicalist organization, the most well-known example in American history was the Wobblies, the International Workers of the World, which was a trade union fighting those evil corporate monsters that wanted to abuse their employees, their workers, and so forth. But see, a syndicalist in history is much more than just a blue-collar trade unionist or an employee. A syndicalist is also a white-collar worker, and it's also a professional person.
Yes.
And here's what happens when people join a syndicalist organization. They, in effect, have silenced their voice. They have become a part of a conspiracy of silence run amok. Reason being is that they have no choice but to give in to the leadership of the collectivist body of which they are a member. And this is especially true of nurses and doctors and lawyers and judges and politicians and bankers and insurance agents. When we talk about a conspiracy of silence, we have to understand that this is a sad reality of what underlies the malaise within our society today. And as you bring it to the attention week after week, so admirably, that these allopathic physicians and the nurses and all the staff are in cahoots with these big pharma reps in terms of drugging the American people, we have to understand that this has been a part of a British imperial policy for centuries. In fact, it was how the Chinese were subdued by the British in two opium wars. They drugged the people.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank you so much for your comments, Lark. We're going to a break, and I want to continue with my show material after that. But, yes, I agree with you. These guilds are behind a lot of this. It leads you right to the Freemasons, etc. Okay, we'll be right back. Stay tuned, folks. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is inaction at the time offense against Big Pharma is required. This is Dr. Carly going solo because we have to reschedule my guests that I wanted to have on today. But this is great talking to the listeners who always bring another aspect to the situation I'm discussing or their personal experience, whatever, which is very welcome. But I just want to highlight what Lark was saying about these trade unions, the guilds, etc. You see, this is how they first suck you in when you're a quote-unquote professional, which obviously you've spent many years and hundreds of thousands of dollars on your education, etc., etc. And so, you know, you're just basically, you know, kind of feeling your way along when you first get out of residency training. What do I have to do? How far do I have to go into the realm of evil, you know, to continue to be licensed or whatever the case may be? And unfortunately, most of the people will do anything they're asked to do. And that's what I have realized. And it's basically a slippery slope. You know, first you're, you know, in the guild, and then you're in the county medical society, and then, you know, maybe you run for some kind of elected position within the county medical society, and, you know, it just goes on and on, and then you're invited to join the Masons, and then before you know it, you know, you're actually, you know, murdering elderly people in hospitals. Very big tendency to join organizations and join groups. Unfortunately, those groups and organizations, you can count on it, especially if they're a danger to the psychopaths that control the world, that they will be infiltrated with provocateurs and others that can cause, you know, the group to actually be looked upon as a problem, quote-unquote terrorist-type problem. So, in my opinion, we have to do whatever we have to do on an individual level and speak to people on an individual level. And especially as far as what I do, I mean, I've always done things on an individual level. There was one point where I was actually told that if I didn't stop doing what I was doing, which was basically showing, you know, the patient's compassion, that would be a problem because they would grow to expect it. You know, that was what I call one of the Twilight Zone moments in my life. But I actually know just how did they create these medical devils? How did they get people who probably did go into medicine for the right reasons to eventually throw their morals out the window and do whatever they're told, even if they know that it's straight from hell, especially the giving of chemo and things of that nature. So this is how these monsters are created. And so I just want to put that out there. That's why I'm not big on these groups. I think, you know, they find the psychopaths in the community, and that's a big problem for all of us. Okay, there's the music. After the break, we're going to continue on with some of the documents we have to go on the offense against Big Pharma. Now is the time, people. We'll be right back.